it would be difficult to calculate the wind chill factor of a bobsled going 85 miles an hour when it was single digits outside. But whatever it was, it didn't seem to stop the U.S.'s domination of the World Cup bobsled and skeleton event at the Utah Olympic Park over the weekend, with the U.S. clinching 10 of the 18 medals awarded overall. Gold medalist and bobsled pilot Steve Holcomb's both two-man and four-man sleds dominated the competition over the weekend. He says now they just have to keep their momentum going. At this point, Holcomb said, it's really easy to get complacent. The second we ease up, the rest of the field will jump up and stop us. He said it's only going to get harder and harder the rest of the season. According to the Associated Press, other highlights included the women's bobsled team sweeping the podium in a World Cup race for the first time since 2001, and women's skeleton star Noelle Pikus Place being dominant in her event. The bobsled team is tinkering with some new sliding equipment this season. Some BMW-designed sleds have made a huge difference for the bobsledders so far, and Holcomb's four-man sled was simply the fastest down the track at the Utah Olympic Park. Coming up this weekend at the Utah Olympic Park is World Cup luge competition. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.